Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Here's to episode 64 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. I am both very excited to record, but also very excited to finish this episode because we are going out this evening.
We finally can do it.
So I think it was months ago that we talked about how Allie went to this bar called Scarlet, and they had, you went for Pitch Perfect versus Glee. Mm-hmm.
Which also
would have been epic. And so basically since then, we followed them on Instagram and we've been stalking their themes and trying...
Specifically Thursday night themes.
Which are always pretty good. Yeah, so we could
I just realized?
What?
I dried these.
You dried your jeans?
Yeah.
Is that why they're so tight?
Yeah, and look at how short
they're kind of short on you. Yeah. You guys can't see this length, but Allie's jeans are a little short. Anyway, it's been a long time since we have both found a Thursday night theme that we liked and were able to coordinate somebody else being home with Lila, because yeah. Sam has either like had an event or been out of town, and he actually is out of town tonight, but Lila is at mom's. Mm-hmm. And so we are going,
and you get to have a little sleep.
Yes. And yeah, I thought,
which is kind of dangerous.
No, we're still gonna, I still have swim at 9:30 in the morning, so I can't just like sleep until forever, and you have to work tomorrow. Yeah. It's still a Thursday. But when I originally asked mom,
apparently in Boys Town, it's, have you ever heard of a Thirsty Thursday?
So I asked mom if I could put Lila to bed there, and then I offered to come sleep at mom's and still wake up with Lila and still, like...
Yeah, I was trying to, like, digest what you were telling me by, like, sleeping in your own bed, and I, like, didn't understand, and then I finally got it.
Yeah, I was originally... I had packed all my own, like, pajamas, toothbrush, all the things. Like, I was staying at mom's so that I could wake up with Lila, and then at dinner, mom is like, no, you can go home, and I can wake up with her.
Where'd you guys go to dinner?
Rinaldi's. You were working.
What time did you go to dinner?
5 on the dot. We like walked up at 4:57. It's because mom's friend had to get to the airport. And then it was a good thing we went that early because...
You know what? I ate at home tonight, so...
Mom checked the traffic and there was like crazy traffic to Midway. They left at like 6:10 to get to the airport, so...
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So...
Obviously.
Yeah, we went super early. Anyway, Lila's at mom's. We're going out. The theme is... Miley versus Hannah. Oh, is that, are you being Hannah and I'm Miley? Yeah.
You know what I also realized, speaking of being blonde?
Wait, that's so perfect.
I did do a little bit like hunnier this last time. Like a little bit, not like darker, but like less bright. Mm-hmm. And Mark and I were talking about it. Cause like Mark is like one of those people that like always notices my hair for some reason.
Mark Buffini, our stepdad?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, I think this suits you better. And I agree.
Wow.
I think this like tone.
I do like it.
About it. Yeah. He literally like went down a color.
Yeah. No, I like it.
But anyway, got her hair done today. Whenever she gets her hair done, they like straighten it like so beautifully. And she looks
amazing.
Amazing. Aww. She like walked out of her room today and like all white. And I was like, are you an angel?
Are you an angel? That's amazing.
And we re-signed our lease today. So
cheers to that. To not having to move, because moving is a bitch. As I plan to like not.
It's our last year in our apartment, so we have decided to host more than once.
Again. Okay. Well, you're gonna have to fight me for Halloween.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
The third annual Strum.
Yeah, but you always do it not on Halloween.
Correct.
This Halloween, it's Friday.
So you're gonna do actual Halloween.
Probably.
Okay.
Also, this isn't like a set plan. We were just
saying you want to host more parties. Yeah.
Because so, like it's like our last hurrah.
We'll probably do the weekend before. So October 26th or whatever that Saturday is before. We also try to do an afternoon because we want to be very kid friendly.
Right. And I made it work even if it was on the same day last time, but it was.
Yeah. Just not as fun when you have to leave.
Yeah.
We actually have a wedding November 1st.
You told me that.
Which it's Sam's cousin and it is in Delaware.
You've talked about this on the pod and how like.
Did I?
People would have to travel on Halloween. So it's like.
Did I actually talk about this?
I think so.
I feel like I just made the decision where I was... Maybe I talked about it like when we got to save the day.
You're not going to go.
Well, we're going to go Saturday. We're going to miss the rehearsal dinner.
Right.
And we're going to fly... Because we want to stay and do Halloween.
You don't want to fly on Halloween. Right.
Yeah. And then we're going to leave Saturday morning.
And you don't want to miss Lila's like first Halloween. Like
real
litter.
Halloween, yeah. Where she can actually like walk around.
This has been discussed on the podcast.
Okay, sorry, y'all. I can't remember sometimes what we talk about.
It's okay.
Anyway, we are drinking Old Fashions. because going out, and that's actually what I had at dinner, because Rinaldi's old fashions are.
Yeah. I feel like I've been drinking like every day for like years.
Yeah. So should we start with a birthday recap?
Birthday recap. Oh.
Because last time we were sitting here, it was your actual birthday. We had done some fun stuff during the day, but it was like just the beginning of the birthday celebrations.
Yeah, honestly, my birthday this year was, I feel like I didn't put as much pressure on it as I have in the past. Like, obviously I did like a huge party, but it was like seamless. Like,
it was beautiful.
It was easy. Like, the day of, we just hung out, and then we like talked about on the pod, like going to Brando's, which we did, and we had so much fun. Had Rinaldi's, like got pizza, which was just like a vibe. Everyone was having a good time. And then got home, like got good sleep. And then Friday basically went shopping and like did a lot of the setup. I don't know who I'm talking to, like the floor, the camera, or you.
You can talk to me even though I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was there for a lot of it, but that's okay. Yeah.
And then went to dinner. I don't know if I told you about dinner.
No, you told me like where you were going, but you haven't debriefed dinner.
It was so fucking good.
Where'd you go?
So it's this place called Daisy's, and it's this restaurant over in like Palmer Square, so like kind of the Logan Wicker Park, like kind of where they kiss.
Okay.
And it's...
That's where that like cheese place is. Beautiful Rind. It's like right there in between.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like homemade pasta, but the menu switches all the time, so like based off of what they're making it at their farm, like the Daisy's is like a farm, I think, I could be butchering this, but it's something like, so like this like season right now, beets are really big, so like there was like one that was like kind of like a beet sauce almost, whatever, but we all got, it's like family style, so we all got different pastas, but like not family style where it's like Olive Garden, it's like really like appropriate sized. Like, the person who picked it gets two bites and everyone gets one. Like, yeah, that's kind of, like...
Reasonable, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got this, like, onion dip, which was basically just, like, a really, like, bougie, like, French onion dip. It was just, like, onion dip with, like, little, like, chives in it. And then, like, homemade, like, chips. Oh, my gosh. So good. And then the drink I had was called, like, the Palmer... It was called the Palmer. And it was, like, basically, like, a tequila martini. It was like, pink. Did I not show you the pictures from that?
Well, I saw the picture of your drinks. Everyone else had an old-fashioned in the picture. And you had...
Yeah, so they had two or three different types of old-fashioned. Mm. We need to go there. You guys would really like it. Yeah, so, like, this was the gnocchi. Oh, my God, so good. And then, like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, those noodles look amazing.
And the onion dip.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh, it really does.
Yeah. So, so good. I gave it a really good rating on Belly, but...
So you did that with your dad and stepmom and Parker.
Yeah, and then we went across the street at this little bar. I want to, like, explore those bars more, because they're just, like, so fun and so cute and, like, very, like, speakeasy, but we went to this one called Easy Does It, and yeah, it was, like, chill. And then went home, and then Saturday, I spent the day getting my flowers, making the food, just, like, getting organized. It was just, like, a very, like... easy day, and like, yeah, like up to the last minute I was doing something,
yeah,
but I got all my pictures done before everyone got there. Like, it was like almost perfectly timed.
Yeah, you were ready, everything was made, then we took pictures, and then everyone showed up, and it was good.
Yeah, and it was so much fun, you know. And I think what was also nice is that since we had the spritz bar, like, I was just, like, drinking a spritz, so I wasn't, like, getting super drunk really fast. Right. So it was nice then, like, you know, by the end, when we were, like, getting ready to go out, I was like, okay,
let's do a tequila shot.
Yeah. The only downfall is that the place that we went out to, yeah, like, only took, was still doing, like, dinner reservations.
So it's crowded.
When we got, no, they wouldn't let us in.
Oh.
When we got there. We were going to the Big West Loop, and they were like,
it's still dinner.
You can't come in yet. And then, so then I had to tell everyone to then go to Texan Taco Bar, and we were there for, like, a drink, and then Sydney Wade was like, oh, we got in, and I'm like, ugh. Yeah. So then we went back over there, and then I had to wait in line for probably 45 minutes before I even got in.
And that's when you lost, like...
Lost people.
Yeah, because they were like, I'm not waiting in line.
Which sucked, but...
I mean, she lost us before we... Lila and I left her apartment and went home and went to bed.
Yeah.
And so when you sent the text about go to Texan, like, you sent it to all the people, I literally was, like, in bed, like, about to go to sleep.
And I also think, like, the thing with birthdays is, like, I thankfully, like, I had a ton of people that were, like, going out in the beginning. So I was expecting to lose people.
Totally.
And even if we had found somewhere that worked for literally every human, like, people still would have left. So, like, yeah. I tried to remind myself of that. But I also just, like, I don't like waiting in line. So I felt bad that other people had to wait in line.
Yeah. And you gained some people because guys joined that part. And I cut, like, 20
people, too. And I still waited.
Yeah.
But anyways, I got in, and I still went to Red Hat, took a shot with Dario, even though it was, like, literally, like, a cup of tequila.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross.
And they didn't even give me a lime, they gave me an orange.
An orange?
An orange.
No. No.
What the fuck do you expect me to do with an orange? Like, at least if you're not gonna give me a lemon or a lime, give me, like, a grapefruit. Give me something tart. Not a goddamn orange. Anyways, and then close the chapter on 25. Here's to 25.
Cheers.
And I had two very monumental moments.
We talked about these on the pod.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We did. But I did something kind of crazy today. I printed it.
Okay, fun.
And
you have to show me.
My TikTok I made.
That's so cute. Well, that's a good segue into reading, because that is what I am reading.
Oh, yes!
It's Allie's book. I'm only a couple chapters in, not because it's not good, but because life has been absolute chaos. My husband's been out of town since Sunday, but I did start it. The hard part, which Allie and I talked about, maybe I should have had you print me one, is...
Well, I also did it, like, double-sided. That's why it looks small, because I did it double-sided.
Right, fair.
Because I was, like...
Yeah. I just don't like being on my phone at night before bed. And so I've only been able to read it if I'm reading, like, at a different time of the day, which is a lot rarer.
Well, this also, so it helps and also doesn't help with that problem, because you're not going to see live edits, like, as you're reading.
But I think that's okay, because I get through this version.
Right, that's the good thing, is, like, you won't have to, like...
Wait, so are you going to give me the physical copy to read?
No, I'm editing on the physical copy. I'm, like, making notes. Like, it's, like, draft one, make notes, transfer it. Draft two, make notes, transfer it, touch up, publish.
Wow.
I mean, like, notes meaning, like, a lot of notes. Like,
yeah, I know, that's just, like, crazy to think about.
I would, and, like, I know, like, don't... think of, like, goals as being, like, I don't know if this is really achievable, but I would like to be, like, done with it, like, ready to do something with it by the end of the year.
I think that's feasible.
Yeah.
It's, like,
I wrote it in a few months.
Yeah, no, I think that's feasible. I think that's very realistic. I think, you know what, there's probably technologically a way to, like, have a PDF on your Kindle. I don't know what it is, but I bet if I took your Google Doc... PDF.
But, like, there's so many things in the Google Doc that aren't done.
That's okay. I'm just trying to read the first draft.
So in the first chapter, did you think it was someone else waiting outside for her?
No. Sorry. That would be way too obvious.
Exactly. You get it. Yeah. People that don't read, that I've, like, have read the first chapter, they're like, wait, I thought it was going to be him.
No, that would be, like, way too obvious. No.
But you get the Wednesday.
Yeah. It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I just need to find more time to, like, read on my phone. Or at the very least, what I need to do is download Google Docs to my iPad, then at least I'm, like, on not my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, my phone has so many other distractions, too. It's easy to, like, get a text or click over to Instagram or whatever. Whereas on my iPad, I keep very little on there. My iPad is basically, like, Lila's YouTube iPad.
I've actually been having, like, so many issues with my iPad recently. I just, like, reset it because I was like, what the fuck is happening? It's, like, has zero storage.
I have the same issue on mine.
I think I literally just need to remove all the photos. Like, I, like, not have photos on it, because I think that's the issue.
Can you do that?
I think so.
Because I also feel, I'm like, I don't need the photos on my iPad. I don't care.
And it, like, offloads my app, and then I'm like, well, I want to watch Netflix right now. And it's like, well, I can't download it.
I don't have space. Yeah, I have the same problem.
And I'm like, for whom?
Right. For what?
For whom? Because you have space for me. This is mine. Holding space for what?
What are you, the
fine
gravity?
What are we holding space for?
The break in Define Gravity. Okay. Anyway, what are you reading?
I am reading the last book that just came out of the Windy City series. Okay.
You talked about that last week.
I have been so tired recently the past, like, couple days. Like, it's just been a stressful week. I was talking to Lakin about how my period's late. I don't really know what's going on. And so I just have been falling asleep super fast, so I haven't even really been reading that much. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, kind of on a TikTok journey, so I'm, like, keep, like, falling into TikTok black at hole.
Okay, well, that also leads into watching, because that's the other thing I've been doing at night instead of reading.
Yeah.
I have been rewatching the last season, not the current one, the last season of The Handmaid's Tale. Have you ever watched The Handmaid's Tale? I feel like that's, you've, like, never talked about it.
No, I've tried to watch it, and it's not really my speed. I actually just did a whole TikTok of all of, like, my Netflix recommendations.
Okay, well, it's on Hulu, so that is irrelevant.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. But, like,
I put your, well, I did a Prime one, too, and I put your, like, ballet show on there.
Well, how can you recommend that when you haven't watched
it? In parentheses, a recommendation.
From my sister.
Thank you. Did endorse you.
Anywho, I think you would like Handmaid's Tale.
It's a little too dark for me.
Says the girl who goes to the movies to watch horror films.
That's what I just went and saw. Did I talk about that last week?
No, you talked about it, I think, to me as a human, but not the pod, which is a really fine line, y'all. Sometimes is like when Allie and I talk, it's like, did we talk? Do we talk or do we wait till the pod?
Yeah. Oh my God. The next week when we record this, it'll be the day before the rehearsal dinner.
I know. Well, we have to talk about that schedule. Mom wants us to do dinner that night and there will be people sleeping in my basement. So we can't record that night. Anyway, this episode goes live the day before the wedding.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Marcel and I were talking about the timeline today.
Okay. Anyway, whatever. I like The Handmaid's Tale. So for the longest time, The Handmaid's Tale was one of the shows that Sam and I watched together. It started like right around when we started dating. So we've been watching it together for like basically our whole like relationship. And so the new season came out and we have been putting it off because we could not find the time to get together to watch it. And when he was leaving for this trip, I was like, can we just watch it separately? Because, like, I don't want to wait anymore. I was starting to see things on social media and I was like, I don't want to wait anymore. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be gone for over a week. Mm-hmm. So I went to watch the new season and started it and was like, I don't remember what happened. Like, I couldn't remember.
And that's, like, the other thing is I feel like it's so, like,
detailed.
It's,
yeah.
Like, so, like,
but in the past, I feel like I've always gone back and watched, like, the whole thing. And I was like, I don't need to do that. So I just watched the last season.
Okay.
And last night I just finished that. So now I can start, like, the new season. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. That's basically what I'm going to do this weekend.
I love that. So. The reason why I didn't bring the movie up that I saw last week was because I was so, like, hyped over overcompensating.
Oh, yeah, you just wanted to talk about that, yeah.
But I did see Final Destination Bloodlines, which is not what I'm watching because it doesn't deserve to be on our Instagram. Awful film. And then...
Ouch!
I mean, apparently I didn't know that there was, like, this whole, like tens of movies of this series, like, Final Destination, and, like, it... The point is that everyone dies, and I didn't realize that, so I was like, why did everybody die? Like, what's the point?
But anyways, I haven't even seen them, and I knew that.
Cool.
Okay, so what are you actually watching?
So, there's this new reality TV show on Netflix that I binged called...
Oh, Jesus.
Called Sneaky Links.
What?
Okay, so it's literally, like, they send these people to this, like, the Sneaky Link motel. So it's literally, like, a pool and, like, all this stuff, but then there's, like, rooms all around. So if you, like, go to people's rooms, you can, like, see people, like, whatever. And so they bring these individuals who, like, have problems with, like, having sneaky links, but then they bring their sneaky links to the hotel with them, and they don't know it until they all, like, run into each other, and they're like, wait, we have sex casually, so what are you doing here? And so then the, like, thing is, like, do you try and figure out if it is something more, or do you try to find a new connection? And they all, none of them end up, like...
With their original, yeah of course not.
And then they, like, send more people in, and then they have the link lowdown where they, like, talk about everything that's happening, and then you can, like, when you get to your, like, motel room, you can, like, call someone else, and they can, like, come to your motel room. It's, like, so...
That's so bad. Like, there's, like, bad reality TV, and that's, like, bad reality.
Yeah, it was an interesting watch.
No.
To say the least.
That's a no for me. Thank you.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm watching.
Okay. My buying. I have two.
Oh.
Neither are that exciting.
Okay.
But speaking of the wedding, one of the things I bought is...
Oh, no. I thought I deleted it all.
Okay. One of the things I'm buying are little mini plastic bags for cookies. I'm making cookies for the rehearsal dinner.
I'm not putting plastic bags for cookies on
the... You don't have to put it on the Instagram. I'll tell you the other thing I'm buying, which is maybe even more embarrassing than that.
Okay.
Because I'm 34 years old. I bought a new trash can that I am really excited about. Are you judging me so hard right now?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so let me tell you. So, in our old apartment, we used to have a really good place to put recycling. And in our new house, we don't really have a good place to put recycling. And so it just like piles up on by the door and it drives me bonkers. So what I really wanted was a trash can that had like a side-by-side and like a space for trash and then a space for recycling. And I also have really wanted a trash can down here in the basement, but I was like, it's silly to buy a brand new trash can for the basement when like it really is not used that often. And when it is used, it's like random garbage. You know, it's what is used for trash, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so I was like, I'm gonna instead buy a new trash can for upstairs that has space for recycling and then move the old icky trash can from upstairs into the basement.
After you clean it.
Well, it's not dirty. You know what I mean by icky, just like used. It's not brand new. I don't know. Whatever, I like it. Okay, I'm really excited about it.
That's really awesome.
Yes, it is. Hi, Charlie.
I bought a new keyboard for fun.
So. Like a computer keyboard?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Like a gamer keyboard. Okay. I wanted to feel like a different like vibe when I was typing, you know? Like a little...
I mean, no, not really. I have tried, I feel like, to use like standalone keyboards in the past, and I just end
it's
up always...
It's really cute and like blue and like...
Fun. I mean, it's great that it's cute, but I feel like I just always end up reverting back to my laptop keyboard.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Well, that's cute for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My using is both as something I'm actually using, but also then like into a topic of conversation.
Okay.
So I went and got my eyebrows done yesterday. Mm-hmm. They're still looking a little dark for my taste, but they're fading. They're like, you know, it takes a couple days for it to feel like it like looks right on my face.
Okay.
And I go get my eyebrows done at European Wax Center.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they have is like, they call it like a wax pass, where basically you buy a package and you get a discount.
Mm.
So I typically will buy my eyebrow waxes. It's like buy 9, get 3 free.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just use them up. You pay them all, like I pay for 9 in advance. I get 3 free and then I just have 12 on my account.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I've been using is my like wax pass at European Wax Center. But when I was there, she like pulls up my account to apply my like eyebrow wax. Cause the tint isn't part of the package. The tint is like an add-on, but she applies like my wax pass to it. And then I pay for the tint and she goes, "You still have a bikini wax pass on your account." And I was like, I'm sorry, what? I used to regularly get bikini waxes, like in college. And I used to buy the wax pass for bikini waxes. And I didn't realize I still had one on my account.
So did you get one?
No, I did not.
We've had this conversation and then you were like, "Do you want to use it?"
Really?
Yes. This was when I like first was talking about getting one and you were like, "But I don't get bikini waxes, I get Brazilians."
It's the same difference.
No, they're different.
Well, it's the same thing according to them. You just tell them what you want when you get in there.
So we've had this conversation before.
Are you still getting them regularly?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
I go...
So painful.
I go every, like, 4.5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And the irony of it is I started going last September, so I've literally only gone when it hasn't fucking mattered.
Nah. Well, it'll be nice in the summer.
It will be really nice in the summer. You know, there's a lot of reasons why I like it. The pain sucks, but I've said... Mine is different. I do a sugar wax. It's not the same thing as just the hot wax and paper. It's like a big glob of sugar.
Well, they don't do paper at European Wax Center, but.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts, but it's worth it in the end for me. So.
I don't know. Anyway, okay. I can't believe we've had this conversation before. I'm sorry, y'all. I like my brain, seriously.
Wait, so how is that what you're using?
The Wax Pass is what I'm using at European Wax Center.
Okay.
But then I was going to ask you about bikini waxes. I know we talked about them on the pod, but did I talk about that, like having one on my account?
Wait, I literally didn't even finish talking about my birthday party. Did I?
Yeah.
Did I talk about the birthday party aspect of
it? A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
What are you using?
I used my Sephora gift card.
What'd you buy? What is that laugh for? Oh my god, y'all.
Oh my god, I felt so bad for mom because I, like, she wanted to go, and so she came with me, and she was like, what do I get? And I, like, kind of snapped at her because, like, I was in a bad mood. Like,
when did you go?
We went, like, the day before her birthday. Like, I was, like, really in a bad mood that day, like, from just, like...
life.
Yeah. I was, like, feeling real depressed that day. And I was like, I don't know, I need to figure out what I'm getting. And then I walked away.
Allie!
And I felt bad, but, like, I had $100 to spend.
So you had to figure it out.
And I spent way more than $100.
Well, of course you did. It's Sephora.
So I got the House Labs concealer brush, which I really like. And then I got a new lip combo. And then I got the Prada Paradox perfumes, but the mini ones, to give them a try. And I'm loving, like, loving it.
Ooh, that smells yummy. I think,
like, when it's time for me to get, like, a new scent, this is going to be my signature really scent. Did you smell it when I, like, when you saw me? Okay. See, that's what, like, you guys... going through perfumes and finding something that, like, sticks on your body is hard.
It is hard,
Because, like, when you're buying it in the store, like, everything smells so good. And you're like, okay, well, I'm getting Burberry. I'm getting Giorgio Armani. Like, this stuff should stick forever. But no, sometimes it fucking just sucks. Like, the Burberry Her Elixir I have, and I think you have
that's
a Burberry.
That's what I wear, yeah.
No, yours is different. The Elixir, they're different ones. But, but yes, you have the Burberry, too.
Yeah,
but, like, one of them. I feel like I put it on, and it's like a fucking body mist, and it doesn't last.
Oh. Well, I really like that. It smells really good. And I did notice you smell like that when you first, like, walked up.
Prada Paradox.
Okay.
Period.
But was it, like, a zillion dollars?
No.
It's Prada?
So, well, it's the same thing. It's, like, the same price
as all
point
those
as the other ones.
Okay.
So, if I wanted to get the full size, it's $100.
Okay.
If I choose to one day get the full size. Yeah. Same thing as the Burberry Her. I've, like, always been, like, a Glossier U. I've, like, gone through. Well, that's what Elise got me for my birthday was a refill of the Glossier. Which I really like, but anyways, and then what else did I get? I think that's it.
What I'm going to be using after this is a lint roller because my cat just got my dress covered in fur.
I got the Salt and Stone, aluminum free deodorant, which is supposed to smell really good. And it does.
Yeah. That just, I never feel like those actually work on me, but.
Well, maybe after tonight.
We'll see.
And then I got a refill of my, eyebrow shit. You know what's so annoying is I got a refill. I lost it. And I get it. And as I'm putting on my coat, after I get back from Sephora and I'm putting on my coat to, like, leave, it falls out of the goddamn coat. And I'm like, God, are you testing me?
Yes.
He stay.
Well, you know, you just gotta use it before it goes bad. I feel like that's something that, like, I am not good about is makeup expiration dates.
Yeah. I heard from a fan that we need to start vlogging.
Vlogging?
So we should vlog TikTok us going to this adventure together tonight.
Okay.
Maybe not, like, when we did the Disney or the Broadway. That's another example of, like, something really niche that I didn't know, like...
what to wear? But that one I knew people were going to be dressed up for.
Like...
I don't think people are going to be dressed up for this. Wait, we had that conversation before we started recording. Allie was saying she was struggling to pick out an outfit because she thought people were, like, she didn't know what to wear to, like, a niche event.
What am I to wear?
Great questions, Allie. Great questions. I don't have answers for you. I'm sorry.
You know what? That's okay. Buying. Okay. Future buying.
Yeah, I was like, didn't we already talk about this?
So part of the things that I received from my birthday is almost $200 of gift cards to Target. And I've been thinking a really long time about getting an Oura ring.
Ooh.
And I think it would be wise to use that towards one.
I love that idea.
And I'm a little nervous because I am a hypochondriac if it's going to freak me out.
No. Okay. Why would it?
Can't it, like, tell you if you're, like, getting sick or something?
Yeah. So if it's not telling you that, I actually think it will help you. Because then when you're like, I'm getting sick, if your ring didn't say that you have, I forget what it says, like, what the phrase is, but it's, like, you have, it's either minor signs or major signs of something in whatever. If you don't have that, then you're like, I'm not sick.
Hmm.
I actually think it will help you.
Yeah, but then the question is like, do I get the more expensive one?
Well, I know the price difference differentiates based on the color. Is there another different? I don't remember. I knew one. I bought mine when Lila was like 6 weeks old, so I wasn't totally probably functioning as a human. Do not yawn. The night is young.
Sorry, maybe I should have had an espresso.
Yeah, I offered to make Allie an espresso martini, y'all, and she declined for an old fashioned. So anyway, yeah, I bought mine when Lila was a tiny, tiny baby, so I don't really remember all the choices.
Yeah, the newer ones are literally almost like $500.
Oh, I think mine was $300.
Yeah.
So
I don't even think they start at that cheap anymore.
Bullshit. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I bought mine when Lila was a tiny baby, and she is going to be 21 months on Sunday, so. 21 months.
21.
Yikes. She basically is old enough to drink alcohol, you guys. Like, I just don't even understand.
So, I mean, you can have a conversation with her. It's really creepy.
Yeah, you really can, yeah.
And I always knew that was going to feel creepy, but, like, it feels really creepy because, like,
today I asked her something. I said, I don't even remember what I said, but I said, where is blah, blah, blah? And she goes, I don't know, mommy.
Yeah, she literally. So when we were in Costco and you guys were gone,
I don't know, mommy.
I was holding her and I was like, well, where'd they go? And, like, I'm so used to, like Lila, like, just like, yeah. And she goes, she puts her hands up and she goes, I don't know. And I was like, what?
It's like,
it's so creepy.
It's so creepy.
Because it's just like, it's just like, I'm like sitting on the couch and I'm like, oh, she's just like here. And like, no, like she's like, hi, Allie, what are you doing? Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Like, yeah.
Well, I think the part of that makes it even tougher is we have to be more thoughtful now. I'm trying to be a lot more thoughtful about like what we say in front of her. Like,
yeah.
We can't just like have
she repeats everything you say.
She parrots back everything you say. And, like, even, like, we're in the car, and Mom and I are, like, having conversation, and in my head, I'm thinking, Lila is listening to this. Like, it's not just that Lila's listening.
Now it definitely
she's,
is
like,
impact.
Registering what we're saying, and we just have to, like, take note of that, and that's so different from how it used to be, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, but, like, I can't wait to just have a little slug again.
Okay, let me drink my old-fashioned. There's no slug. There's no slug to be had. We will have a slug eventually. Lila will not be an only child, God willing. I just looked at that castle. Who built that castle? The Lego castle. Did Mom do that with her today? Yeah, because this room was clean before they played down here, so.
Okay, I was going to say.
It wasn't. Lila didn't build that. Anyway, she's the best, guys.
Truly.
I love her so much.
Truly, truly. Sorry, I yawned again.
Okay, Jesus. Allie needs a Diet Coke.
Maybe I'll get a whiskey diet to start.
Apparently, Andrew was double-fisting those at your birthday party.
Oh, my God. And then, like, it was getting to the point where, like, here's the thing. Is like, then I waited in line for 45 minutes, and I had to catch up.
Yeah, so then you're like, let me
catch up in quotes. I think I did, like, 3 green tea shots, like.
Yeah.
And then I just go apeshit. And then I was like, wait, I'm starving. Taco Bell! It's so good when you're drunk. Like, I can't explain it.
And then it's almost wedding week for Andrew and Lindsay.
Crazy bananas. Wild.
Wild. Like, it's wild.
Like, where did the time go?
I don't know. But we were, so, you know, what's been popping up in my, like, memories on, like, you know, Facebook and Instagram and all the things recently is, like, your college graduation. And that is the same time that Mom and Mark got the apartment in the city. Mm-hmm. And which means the next thing that's going to pop up is your graduation party, which is the first time we all met Lindsay in person. Mm-hmm. which is crazy. And now here they are. They're about to be married.
Guys, we figured out that I'm meeting my soulmate this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lakin met Sam when she was 25, and she was planning a trip with her gay best friend out of the country in February.
No, I did not say out of the country. Oh. We went to Disney World. So
planning a trip with her gay best friend for the following February, and I just so happened to maybe also be doing that. So it is meant to be.
Yeah, she was, like, telling me about this trip she was planning, and I was like, that's so funny, because when I met Sam, and then we obviously would all hang out, and my gay best friend's also name is Sam, and so it was like, I would hang out with my Sam. So we would sit on the couch, and I would say, my sandwich. Get it. Anyway, so my husband, Sam, was very jealous that I already had this trip, like, all booked. Like, he wasn't about to crash it with my friend, Sam, to Disney World. Mm. But, yeah. So.
Yeah. So.
Allie's meeting her soulmate this year, and they're going to live happily ever after.
We really need a guest on the pod.
Why?
We need someone on the pod.
Okay.
We need
Are you sick of it just being us?
No, but, like, we got a lot of views for those. We need a human. We don't really have a guest.
Think we could talk Lindsay into it next week? Probably not.
No.
Maybe the next week, a debrief.
But she was just on it. We need someone new. She was the last guest on this on the pod.
Really?
We only had Mom and Lindsay. Wasn't Leslie supposed to be on it this week?
Yeah. She was supposed to go out with us, and then she isn't.
Yeah.
Boo. Boo, Leslie. Boo. You're getting out of control. We need to be done. We need, Allie needs, like, something with caffeine. We need to get moving on our evening. This episode may be a little bit shorter, but if you made it all the way to the end, comment below. You actually have something or no? Because I have something.
Oh, go.
Okay. The, like, lipstick emoji. Because we were talking about Allie's Sephora order and, like, makeup and whatnot.
Okay. That works.
Okay. You guys, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. Okay. Cheers. Bye.
Did you want to do the I feel like we should do the TikToks first and get them over with. It's kind of down, no?
Third time's a charm? I fucked that up.
Well, maybe don't keep that in.
Okay. So. Take that. Rewind it back, little John. If you make your booty go. I'm not including that.
I know.